I'll tell you why a lot of people despise the youth sometimes. Because of this very reason right here. They come in as know-it-alls. They're correcting their dad. They're correcting their mom. They tell them they should be in church. Why are you wearing pants for? Why are you wearing pants for? Only trannies do that. You're cross-dressing, mom. You know that's called cross-dressing? And by the way, yeah, amen. I agree with all that. Yeah. But here's the thing. She doesn't know that. She hasn't gotten any preaching on that. She doesn't know what the Bible says about that. And if you're living under the roof of your parents and they, you know, your parents drink, obviously we understand that's wicked. But you don't go and break their bottles or something. It's not your place. Then what should I do? Grow up, get married, move out? Win your family to the Lord? Love them? I thought I'm not supposed to be involved with drunkards. Yeah, but if you live with them, you really don't have a choice now, do you? Well, I just think the best thing to do is just like Stone Cold Steve Austin, just pour out all their beers and stun everyone spiritually. Just make an impact. Yeah, you're going to scare them away. And you know what? And then when our church gets bombed again, they're going to be like, you learned that from that church. Hey, parents, they didn't learn it from me. Let me talk to the camera here. They didn't learn that from me. I don't teach that. Hey, children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Don't rebuke your family. It's important that you, with meekness, try to win them over, first of all, to Christ. And here's the thing. Sometimes if you don't do that, the Bible says that a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and his contentions are like the bars of a castle. And then it's just gonna take you that much longer to win them over.